Justin, we've got a new light bulb in development here in Winston-Salem. Can you tell me just a little bit about this?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So this is an announcement that came out of Wake Forest University this week from the labs of David Carroll, who is our sort of resident expert in nanotechnology and electricity. And he has invented, his folks have invented a kind of high-efficiency, low-cost, shatterproof plastic light technology that is going to go past regular light bulbs, past LED, into a new form that could really revolutionize how we light our interiors, both in our offices and our homes.
Can you describe how that works?
Yeah. Yes and no. So this is nanotechnology. So they take very tiny little things. Basically, they're taking nano-engineered plastics that glow. And when they're charged with an electrical current, they don't produce heat and they don't flicker. They produce this steady light. And what's remarkable about what David Carroll and his folks have come up with is that this light can actually be managed. It can be very bright. It can be harsh. It can be soft. And so it is able to be produced in lots of different forms. But really what they like to do is put it into a small plastic package and light up a room.
What's the trajectory on this? Is it available anytime soon, you think?
Well, here's what's exciting about this particular announcement this week is that David Carroll, who at Wake Forest, he heads up the Center for Nanotechnology and Molecular Materials. He has an ongoing arrangement with a company outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania called C-Light. And this is a big lighting company. And so they are entering into a partnership right now to test the production of these new lights. And so they're going to start producing them. If they catch on, if it looks like this is going to work and there's a real commercial appetite for these, there are anywhere from 500 to 1,000 manufacturing jobs connected to this new product. And if that's the case, they will be looking at Forsyth County, perhaps, to locate this manufacturing operation.
Well, speaking of new companies and new jobs, there are some scientists from Targacept who were recently let go, and they've got some new ideas about where they're headed.
Yeah, this is actually a story that I was working on over the last several weeks. And this is a team of three scientists that were in basic research and development at Targacept really for anywhere from the last 8 years to the last 15 years, instrumental to the pipeline of new drugs that were going to come in to this company. Now, we all know that Targacept has had some troubles, and as it has tried to streamline its operations and save costs, they laid off their entire R&D program. And so these preclinical drugs that they were developing are now on the shelf. So out comes a biochemist and two pharmacologists, and they have come together to form a new company. They're in the process of forming this company called Alpha 6, and their goal is to take those preclinical compounds and move them through the process of getting them out to market. And they want to do this independent of Targacept. So it really requires Targacept to license these compounds that they used to be working on for the company.
So what is your sense about Targacept's willingness to do that kind of licensing work with them?
Well, it's quite possible. And there was great receptivity on the part of Targacept prior to them naming a new CEO, Stephen Hill, who just started last week. So basically, this has slowed this process down. But it's possible that he will be willing to let some of these drugs go. And they're drugs that really play to the strengths of these scientists. So one of them is in smoking cessation, and the other one is in movement disorders like Parkinson's disease. That's where they specialize, and they really want to push those drugs forward.
Well, it sounds like a win-win. So if Targacept isn't really going to be working on these compounds anyway right now, and they've already spent time on it in the past, might as well go ahead and work towards future development.
That's certainly the argument of the founders of Alpha 6. And they're saying, look, let us have these. And they don't have any money right now. What they're going to really be doing next year is raising the kind of money that they need to do the preclinical testing and some of the animal testing that they need to do to get these drugs into humans to start testing them there. And they're going to need some money to do that. So there's a money-raising process that needs to come.
And just for a reality check for venture capital in this kind of area,
yeah.
Is there plenty of money for people developing new drugs?
There's some. It's the riskiest money out there, and everyone knows this. And so when you invest in pharmaceutical development, you have to be very patient because it often takes 10, 15 years to get a drug from the test tube to the marketplace, if you're lucky. But if you get to the marketplace, the payoff is 100 to 1,000 times what you put in. So there are people willing to take those bets, not a lot, But if you are good and you've got a promising compound and it's an unmet medical need, you can generate some interest.
Well, there are a couple of bright ideas now here in the triad, so let's see how they develop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.